Brick, we, I was very excited to take it. Because number planet pass, it will be BL, be Shem, no, I can say. When are you guys coming back? When are you guys coming back, no? Me sure the D, no, I can say. Action! Can you please let me think? I need my privacy, please! Mama! All right. Once again, people, we are back. We are back on and on. Yes. All on Castro, no Fidel. Yes. Tell the people that we are back. Tell the people, she. Sincerely, I cry about back. Yes. Yakobri Kakrai and Che. We're back. Actually, I lied. This could actually be one of the longer breaks that we've taken. Yeah. And it's due to a lot of circumstances, but hey, we're going to get into it as we always do. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, my name is Joseph, and see, I'm going to be your host. Oh yes, ask around. I am, listen, I come as crazy as can be. So just buckle up and expect any and everything, because it's going to be a good old time. You know what I mean? I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Santiofori. Yes, so, partner in crime for the last 8 years, baby. We've been working hard at this show. Let me tell you, I always say, oh, this silly little show, but I actually learned that from the Wendy Williams show, you know. But anyway, I also want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR network. Yes, the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Yes. No size to you guys. Anyway, oh, look, this is the portion of the show where we talk about what's trending, what's popping, and ooh, I have a lot to say. So let's get into it. Okay, guys, listen, I am coming to you live from the People's Nation of Toronto, Canada. Yes, I am somewhere in Midtown Toronto. Okay, in my friend's, the bathroom of my friend's apartment. Yes, you know, we do take breaks because, you know, we need the breaks. But the thing about us is that we actually work during our break. We do a lot of pre-recording, you know, so that, because we both have jobs, you know, and it takes us about 2 weeks to work on an episode. So we need the time, you know what I mean? And, hey, I took a little vacation, you know. I'm in Toronto, Canada, as we speak, and I have to record. So here I am, okay? Two blankets. And my head stuck in the wardrobe. You know that little, you guys, if you can see me, you know the part of the sink, the drawers under the, yes. I have two blankets wrapped around my head. Okay. My phone is recording and my display is on, do not lock. So the screen stays on so I can refer to my notes. And my head is literally out under the sink. It's crazy, but listen, we will do everything that we need to do to make it happen for you guys. And you know the funny thing? I actually have equipment. GCR has given me a very good microphone that I can use. But y'all, let me tell you something. I am very, and my friend Kenneth says, I should stop saying this, but like, I am very technologically inept. Like, BBS, like computer, not stressing me out. I'm just like, oh my God, I will figure it out, but like, not today. You know what I mean? And I'm in it. But anyway, guys, yeah, so like, there's a microphone, but this is how I've always done it. This is how it started. It started way back 2017 with my phone, my wardrobe. And so, yeah, you're going to get it how you get it. And I hope the sound is fine. If you're hearing anything different, just know that this was brought to you through unconventional means because I'm in Toronto and we needed to record this. Okay. Anyway, speaking of Toronto, I just wanted to say for a little bit, My trip to Canada has been very interesting. I think this is day 5 out of a 10-day trip. For starters, this is not how I planned the trip, you guys. Like, I was trying to do one of these trips where I was like, you know what? It's cool to be a tourist and like, you know, backpack it and like do this and do that. You know, it's cute. And so I was trying to go for luxury. You know, maybe I was trying to go for like a hotel pickup. You know what I mean? You wake up, you have free breakfast, there's buffet, there's dinner. You know what I mean? Being, you know, I was trying to do it big. But let me tell you something. Life in Accra will humble you. Life in Accra, the unforeseen circumstances, we need to actually stop calling them unforeseen circumstances, because at this point, we all know it will come. Hey, boy, yeah. Like in the last few months before, like it's just a lot happened. And so I just had to pivot, and I'm actually enjoying this version, like couch surfing a little bit, Airbnb in a little bit. And it's very interesting because Canada is big. Canada is massive. Let me say something. If you have like a classmate, an old neighborhood friend, church, somebody who has disappeared, you haven't heard from the person. It's not like you put a fight to know. All of a sudden, Nipano said, on social media, on social media, cry. He's not posting. You know what I mean? Now we need baby owa. I'm telling you that the person is in Canada. Oh, yes. From the very first day I posted, I was in Toronto. Girl, when I tell you my DMs has been popping with people, my own friends that I know, well, let me not say friends, but people I went to school with and stuff. Oh, I'm here. And it's like, okay, where you at? Let's try and hang out. No, they're worlds apart. Obiso was Saskatoon. Obiso was Mississauga. Like, girl. Canada, so. But it's really interesting. A few things that I'm learning whilst I'm here, I just wanted to get, you know, hey, listen, if you get the chance to, or you're able to, aspire to, hey, afibia to kwain why? To kwain, you know how like the relationship with your parents gets better when you leave the house? That is the relationship that I'm having with Ghana. Look, to be able to deal with that country for the rest of the year, me say me ye free mo every year, but I could be a kakra. What do you say? I'm going for baby. Me who's in how people are living on the other side. Let me find bombing when inspiration. You got what I'm trying to say? So I'm going to give you that. Look, as part of it, if you have the means, do it. And to come, the money will come back. But anyway, listen. Every one of my highlights of this trip have been the Ubers and the Uber drivers, because not only do they come and not ask you, where are you going? The AC's already on and all of that. That's like a standard thing. Like, baby, I've been picked up by 3 different types of Teslas. Like RAV4. Like, my friend says if I push for comfort, I would get a BMW. And you know what? I'm going to try that. Because like, cars are cuckoo dumb. Really, really nice. And I've had like very interesting Uber drivers. I've had one Uber driver, he's Ghanaian. He said he's been working here for 25 years. What's the name of him? Krumahana ding. Yes, I met an Asian pastor and he said, I should come. I'm going to really enjoy it. I met a 24-year-old guy from Saudi Arabia. Yes. And the funny thing, I have a lot of conversations when I travel, you know. I just like know how people think and stuff like that. So we're talking, and then the issue of dating and stuff came, and he was like, oh, he doesn't date. He doesn't like do that because he's a Muslim man. If he wants to have a relationship, he needs to be preparing for marriage. And he's 24. And I was like, I feel like I have Islamic friends, but did I just say Islamic friends? Oh my God. I have Muslim friends, but I feel like I've never really got into this lore. I didn't know that. They can't like do stuff on the side until they get married. I didn't know that. But anyway, I am really learning. Oh, also, oh my God, this actually happened to me last night. My driver was from Sri Lanka and he played me unreleased. Listen, I sat in the car and I was like, can we play music? And he was like, yeah, sure. What do I want to listen to? So I put Cardi B in because, you know, Imaginary Players is out. I'm loving it. I'm loving the joint. Obey. We don't care what y'all say. Cardi slid. What? Glory Ho? Bitches don't know who they fucking with? I'm sorry. Please, let's not even get into it. But anyway, so I played Cardi B, and then like, you know, Spotify did this thing. A couple of rappers came on and he asked me if I like rap. And I was like, yeah, I like female rap. And he was like, oh, he's a rapper. Can he play me some of his songs? Like, I've seen this in movies. I've read about this, but like, this has never happened to me. And yeah, that was interesting. He's apparently he's a conscious rapper. He was rapping in a language I didn't know. When I asked him what it was about, basically he was rapping about politics. I was like, okay, you go. You go, boy. Anyway, so that's the thing about Ubers. Also, listen, water is free. Whatever restaurant, water is free. They will give you a full bottle of water and they'll even refill. They don't charge you anything. Drinking water. In our restaurants, yay. Mwah, just a multi establishment, car crib, enough 500 ml, more so on the 50 Ghana cities. No, come and see your mates. All context observed, by the way. Another funny thing is I guess as a tourist, because you know, it's true when people come to Ghana and they're like, oh, they want a movie and things. Everybody's looking at them like, girl, listen, you are here as a tourist and that's what it is. But like the level at which the locals are telling me that, why the hell did you pick here for a vacation? This place is terrible, blah, blah. Like, it's too much. Literally every Torontarian, is it Torontian? Like, they're all like, what? Why here? You know what I mean? Some people are like, okay, we'll see if you went to Montreal or Vancouver. But like, why here? You know what I mean? But generally, I get this. Everybody's complaining. You know, people are complaining and say, Canada, you're doing. Everybody that I've interacted with, actually, those who are here, to some extent. But I've also met people from like different, you know, should I say social classes, I guess, or earning ability or whatever. And those that are doing okay, they are doing okay. Just say, maybe a warm woman, you know. But yeah, I know the minimum wage here is $17. There's a street. So Dundas is apparently like, it's like a knockoff of the Times Square, okay? Because people say Toronto is kind of like low-value New York. So Dundas Square is kind of like, just think Times Square, you know. And I've been there, it's kind of similar, but it's not big enough. I heard that they're changing the street name to Sankofa. Dundas Square, they're changing to Sankofa Square, apparently. And I'm just trying to get, I'm like, where? Who is the Ghanaian influence here? Yeah, apparently they were trying to like, you know, apparently appeal to the woke side. So, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Nobody has given me a better explanation. Everybody that has told me from this whole POV of like, what the hell is going on? You know what I mean? So we'll leave it at that. But all in all, Toronto is fun for me as a tourist. But I have observed, say, things are a bit on the up, you know. So you need to find ways and means. There are bicycles that you can use everywhere. They're affordable. The transportation system is also very affordable. The subway and stuff, it just takes longer. I mean, but if you got the ball of money and whatever, you can do your Uber. You can do Uber Comfort and you'll be fine. Anyway, let's move on to what's actually been trending.
Hi guys, it's my dream to be kind of actor. So today I'm going to act like I know everyone's secret in this village. Action. Yeah, now how are you doing? Oh, I'm so sorry for not coming to that program yesterday. You know, I was so hectic with my business. That's why. Since yesterday, I have heard some case run around this village. Yes, they say Igwe's son is sleeping with Ngwaze mother. Is huh? You don't mean it. It's not just only her. It's not just only this one. Look, this case, I don't want anyone to hear about this. Do you also know that? Mbenge, the one that she just said, Abacha. Yes, you know her. Have you heard that she's a witch? They said the Abacha that she used to sell is not a real Abacha. It's not real. She's selling. Can I lie for you? That people's brother, she used to sell it. Yes, that's what they heard. They said she mixed it with shit. Beg you, don't go and say anything. I beg, do not let anyone to hear this kid. I beg you, please.
So, Amarae's dropped her album, Black Star. And you know what? I was going to go into this whole intellectual discourse. Actually, no. Let me not say intellectual, because even putting intellectual over there is making it look like I'm coming to see something that's so... No, we're basic. And honestly, I was going to come here and tell you guys that I feel like a lot of people love to critique Amarae while fully not being aware or... No. They intentionally forget the context of who she is. Amarae didn't grow up in Ghana. Do you get? I always say Ghanaians are not a monolith. They're not. No, like, just because there's this cookie cutter Kofi and Amma type thing that we put on what a Ghanaian should be doesn't mean that that is what everybody is. Amarae has a lot of Western influence as much as she has Ghanaian influence. She comes to Ghana frequently. She's always been in and out. And so I don't know how you were expected to show up for Ghana. that, like, it's just the myopia of it all, because it's like, does the extent of how serious she is about showing up for Ghana only end when she features people on her album? Like, oh, she didn't feature any Ghanaians. You know, you don't have to just feature Ghanaians to put Ghana on. You can have Ghanaian interpolations, Ghanaian samples. You can have Ghanaian production. You know, you can have strategic Ghanaian plugging in your rollout. She literally came to Republic and recorded a whole concert out there free, putting Ghana on the map. There are people that blow and they do tour dates and they don't even think about their home country. You know what I mean? And I'm not here to kind of like defend Amare or whatever. I just feel like the narrative that we were having about Amare, like, there's a lot of people that feel like, oh, she showed up for NSARS and she didn't show up for some of the things that mattered here. And some of these are valid critiques. But when it comes to stuff like this album and, oh my God, she didn't feature people, Ghanaians, da 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 da. And later we even find out that Brie ran with Ghanaian, because, okay, I'm going to be very honest with you. If it wasn't for when Brie recently started doing this thing where she was like remixing all the like old Ghanaian tracks, I didn't know she was Ghanaian. I didn't know it. So that one there is valid. And I like the little thing that they're doing on TikTok, you know, where they're kind of like being playful with it. I love it. I think that, you know, people need to lean more into some of these things, because, girl, being talked about is better than nothing at all. You know what I mean? Look, in this day and age with short attention span, and people can literally be popular for doing something very stupid, like, farting while they laugh. You can come and do something like iconic and gain some kind of popularity, and the next second, somebody who can fart and laugh at the same time is more popular than you and is trendier and every brand wants them. That's the kind of world we live in right now. You know what I mean? But I really love Black Star, and I'm really toying with the idea of doing a review, you know, one of my Twitter reviews. I really love it. I really love it. The song with Pink Panthers, the Thong Song sample is done so beautifully. I can't. Like, it's just one of my favorite songs. I really like Fine Shit too. Girly Pop really does it for me. And you know what? I feel like Slut Me Out Me, I've been the first single, but it's always going to be the supreme diva for me. You know what I mean? M60, Gorge. Just, I love it. I really do love it. And you know, since we're already talking about like the internet and all of it, let's just get into this Tyler mess. I've always maintained that African Americans are just expecting a certain level of humility that just does not exist inside Tyler. There's a certain level of humility that they're expecting because she's from the motherland. It's like, we are like, oh, we're doing you a privilege to be America famous, so you need to conform. You know what I mean? And she's not coming with a hand behind her back, you know. If you grew up on the continent of Africa, there's a high probability that's, I know. When you are slangy, you're not talking naturally, that's what happens. The cuts will catch your tongue several times. But me, relentless. I mess on the accent, not frat. Eh, upo, umpo. Me, tin, swam, bit, tin, sa. That, meji. Nimi, nibi, why not holding? In siyan, fan, sa, nyonko. No, honestly, I just feel like the Tyler critique is just really tiring, you know, and it just comes from this whole idea that you want to humble this girl. She's not humble. She was a grade A student in school. And it's not like music was a second chance. B, I say, like, Senna, you know how we approach the arts in this country? It's like, wow, boys, and okay, vocational skills. No, girl, no, what's three? This is something that she wanted to do. Passion is in the war, yeah. And she's damn good at it. Y'all bringing up all these first week sales for We Want a Party and EP was barely marketized. There are two music videos, yes, but like, we've seen what they can do, okay? Oh, like, guys. Anyway, it is what it is. Like I said, it's better to be talking about. So that's that for that. But honestly, you guys should get your act together. She's not changing today for you. She's not changing tomorrow. And she'll continue to make bops. Because is it on TikTok? Mr. Media? Please. Epic. Let's move on. So Kwame, you know, my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Santifori, he recently produced a whole GQ article in GQ South Africa. Okay, dating August 1st, 2025. Listen, there's an article in there. Murphy is putting the Ga language in Ghana's next wave on the global map. And Kwame worked on that, produced the whole thing. You can go on Kwame's Instagram to see it and check GQ South Africa. You know, we've had Murphy on Q Music a couple of times. And Kwame is so happy. He wanted me to say to the entire team, that's Darren, Jojo, Mr. Maja, Ivan Kudi, Melanie, like, thank you guys so much. Everybody that worked on the project, Kwame is super grateful. And I just want y'all to go check it out. Yes, yes, yes. We're doing big things. We never stop. And I know by now you guys have seen that we're on Qatar Airways. Hey, we've been working on this for a while, guys. For like, I think last year, somewhere last year, you know, AfriPods, the partners, they're located in Nairobi. Yeah. You know, it's something that like they really brought to us. And we're really excited about it. We had to choose like 3 episodes. So that was a meeting, like, which 3 episodes? We have so many episodes, you know what I mean? And it's finally a reality. So next time you fly Qatar Airways, guys, if you're sincerity, next time you fly Qatar Airways, go to the audio section of their in-flight entertainment, record the screen, watch it. This is Cecilia crying, tag us. Because this is major, guys. It is major. Anyway, let's move on. RNAQ4, no, I mean, this whole food bank thing is just, I don't know. You know what? It's expected in the ecosystem of what things are, but let's move on. I don't want to talk about it. Let's move on. Okay, so you guys know I'm such a huge fan of BB Niger, right? Yes, you guys know I'm a huge fan. And it's back. And you know, it's so crazy because it's back and this time around I'm so busy. And like, I'm not in the country, like the time zones and everything. I'm trying to keep up by clips and things, but it's not the same because they be busy, you know, busy. I got to see places. Places is not cheap and I have a limited time. So, I've been following, but not really too much, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about it. I feel like this year is really giving what it's supposed to give. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how the selection was done. Like these guys are really, really bringing it. And I love it. Like every week, like, if you log out and you come back in, somebody has thoughts. You log out, you come back, somebody's like, and I like the way the confrontations are happening. I just want to say, my personal favorite right now is Didi. I love Didi and Midi. I love Ko Ying. I like those three very much. I like Joanna. I really like Joanna. I kind of have like, Gigi Jasmine is somebody like, if she's on the screen, I'll like stop it and see what she's up to because she intrigues me in a very interesting way. So for some funny reason, I just keep missing Ivata. On the very first day when they came, she was someone that I really was looking forward to seeing. But I feel like she's just going flying under the radar for me. And I also look, I don't watch this very actively, so I don't know. But I was hoping to see more from her. And today, as I'm recording this, today's the day that this guy, Kayun Kumi and Motega have been eliminated, which is wild to me, guys. They were not even the bottom three last week. Like, this is one of those unpredictable seasons. I feel like this is the goal. Like, it should become more unpredictable every time. Because what is this? Denari was literally in the bottom three and he's gone. Like, it was a wake-up call for the team. You know what I mean? But yeah, as of now, I've not really seen much from Ivatar. I also don't watch 24/7, so yeah. So that I like to pay attention to Gigi Good. Jason J is like really like, because of the whole thing that he has with Diddy going on, I also like to like pay attention to him a little bit, and Kola as well. You know, I found that whole thing very interesting. And also Doris. The role Doris is playing in this whole Kola Diddy, Sultana, whatever it is, it's intriguing. So, you know, it's like the way I can't stand Sultana. I think she's very hypocritical. She will like be a hypocrite and come and say, I hate hypocrisy. I hate hypocrisy. Girl, talking about there's no spite. You have been talking ill about this girl for weeks. Since day two, you started talking about this girl. Ebuka asked you a question. You said, oh, I don't have a problem. Da, da, da. Like, girl, please. But you see, in as much as I can't stand her, I want her in the house. Yeah, she has to stay. All we need is this good television. But just that, she shouldn't go too far. No, but she has like till middle, maybe she has upper week potential. So you, let's see. But yeah, that's how I'm feeling about it so far. I think I like Zita on the first day, but I feel like Don Bosco kind of came in like, you know how, that couple, Eric and somebody, Lilo or something like that, they came normally a gumbody and then the first time they both went to Mukai. Yes, I think that could have happened to Zita, but she's a strong character. I saw her on the very first day and I was like, this girl has it. And so maybe Don Bosco going, we'll see more. Because we all saw that fight between her and me there, right? It was crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. No, it's good. It's good because it's like people are so unassuming. Like the way they do, like be demure and then go off when she needs to go off. You know, also Imisi and culture. You know what? When it comes to playing the game, I will give it to them. They're doing what they need to do. But yeah, I'm really enjoying BB Niger this year. Even though I'm taking kind of like a backseat. But when I get back to Ghana, I'm going to really focus and tapping. Because like, I feel like I'm missing so many things. But shout out to my girl Glory Elijah for keeping me grounded. That's how I get all the... Yes. She really like takes it there for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway. So many things. This is more on a like really sad side, you know, as we all know, but we lost Daddy Lumba. Like, this was one of those things that I went through a lot of different emotions. You know, like, I really, really loved Daddy Lumba. I grew up in a household where every weekend my father would pick one artist and play everything that he has, his entire discography. And one of the reasons why I remember the Lumba sessions so well was that they lasted all day. And every December, Lumba would have a new album out. And we used to have parties at my house every December. Yes, huge party. And the album that would be out that year would be like what we play, because all the songs would be hits. So yeah, it just took me back. And I was also kind of like shocked at his age. I just feel like the last few times that we kind of saw Lumba, or I saw Lumba, the way that he carried himself, I thought he was older. But I'm now coming to realize that apparently he was ill. So I don't know. But yeah, really, really sad. You know, one of the things that did cross my mind was like, you know, I've always said, oh, I love to interview Daddy Lumba, and I never really got the chance to get into it. And I really want to task the media houses and people that are in position of knowledge. Because I'm seeing that after he died, like a lot of people are coming out and explaining the lyrics in the songs. I was really surprised, but apparently, you know, he's not been well. And I mean, I've not really paid attention to this. You know, even coming to Canada, I met like a couple of people who were talking about like the fact that he had come to Canada to perform recently and he wasn't really like up to it and everything. I think this is Sewa Mia was here with him. You know, I don't know. Apparently, look, there's a whole Canada, Ghanaian Canada lore over here. Like, you can get into it. It's a funny grapevine. It involves Facebook. But yeah, so, you know, rest in peace to a legend, Charles Kodjo Fosu, always and forever. I still maintain that Poison is Daddy Lumba's very best, Mr. Burst. Never, I don't know. Yes, anyway. I always maintain that Poison is his best work. You know, the one with the red cover and he's pointing to us. Yeah. Very Matrix-like, right? Oh my God. Look, very, like, Daddy Lumba in so many ways was way ahead of his time. Visuals, graphics, the collaborations, the sonics. Like, if you listen to a Lumba production, you know, like, his producer was German. He died, like, before, a couple of years before, you know, Lumba did. And, like, it was really serious business. And so shout out to you. I just want somebody to really document your life, put it together beautifully for us to understand the motivations, aspirations, the different things that led to what. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like, just even in his death, I found out that he put out his first album at 26. And he just shut up to stardom. And so I just feel like ever since he started, he's always been putting on music. And it just feels like he's done so much because he started really young. I mean, 26 is not really young, but like, you know, that's just interesting lore to know about Lumba. Yeah. And, you know, A more somber note, RIP to the 8 people that lost their lives in the helicopter crash. I saw something on Twitter that was talking about the forensics report saying that they falsified the records. And all I want to say is that if that is true, I think we need to be taking this seriously, because I'm also seeing things about people saying that, oh, the president was supposed to be on the plane. And I'm like, guys, this is a threat. And I just hope that we treat this thing seriously, whether it's like a threat or whatever it is. Like, we need to get to the bottom of this, because that is crazy. Like, this is military, you know, what could have been prevented? It's really a horrible thing, honestly. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Well, that's what we have for what's trending. I mean, I've forgotten something. That's also because I've not been plugged in, guys. I'm on vacation. I'm not looking at social media as much, you know. Even when I come on there, it's like I'm posting and it's like very curated. But yeah, that's it. We're going to move on to what we came here for. This episode is going to be a mailbag episode. We're going back into our inbox to see what is there, because people want advice. People have been asking. And Charlie, I need to do what I need to do. So stick and stay. It's time for the listener letter mailbag edition.
Man, fan fool ass. How we get it with the money when I move on? What you think about the style? They was clueless. What you think about the style? They was clueless. Don't test me and say things. What questions? Who made him? When the moon come out, we move on. When the moon come out, we when we move on. We'll be down for the dollar, ain't for the moolah, down for the kwacha, yeah. When we move on, see we down for the kwacha, ain't for the moolah, ain't for the dollar.
Okay, so we are back and it's time for us to get into the mailbag. Our very first letter is going to be coming from Didifio, yes. And Rami P, I'm about Sean Paul. I don't think it's Sean Paul. But anyway, Didifio said Dien. Didifio, this one is from Didifio. Hi, Joe. Shout out to Kwame. I love it. I have quite the dilemma for you. So about 4 months ago, I ran into my ex at Vida E Cafe. Hey, almost there, don't do. Which one? We dated from first year in uni till after national service, when he had to leave the country for school. He was going to study medicine and I pursued law, and it just seemed like the most practical thing to do, given distance, time, and educational and career expectations. Go on to Brofo. What was that? We were a learned colleague. Since we met in March, he texts me every now and then because we ended things amicably, even though we stopped talking after a while. To catch you up, he's been married for 4 years and is seemingly happy. He's been married for 4 years and is seemingly happy. I'm still single, nursing one or two men who think they are doing their best with me. Hey. By now, go and see how he's also bluffing that when you get, hey, oh my God, dangerous. So, my ex and his wife are unable to conceive because of fibroid-related issues, and they have finally accepted the idea of surrogacy. Wait, no way. My ex tells me he wants me to carry their child because he always thought we were meant to be together. Why is he saying this? He always thought we were meant to be together, despite having to break up. He complimented my good looks and said he would be very privileged if his child could have my genes. What in the American ego? Because I'm intelligent. The real kicker here is that he doesn't want us to tell his wife we dated. This is truly wild to me because at 34, I've worried sometimes about not finding the right man to have a child with before my prime childbearing years are up. But these conditions are very, for lack of a better word, interesting. Hey, bullshit. So Joseph, what do you think? I want your perspective on this seriously before I even ask my mother. Hey, sir. Hey, mu place me high, sir. Hey, me and po. Girl, you know what? I'm a little bit confused. You're over here because you're like, this is truly wild to me because at 34, I worry sometimes about not finding the right man to have a child with before my prime childbearing years are up. But these conditions are very, this is the part where I'm a little confused. Let me read it again. You guys listen. Listen, this is truly wild to me because at 34, I've worried sometimes about not finding the right man to have a child with before my prime childbearing years are up. But these conditions are very, for lack of a better word, interesting. Do you know what that bat is doing there? It is linking what I just read to what I read earlier. And what did I read earlier? What? I have worried sometimes about not finding the right man to have a child with before my prime childbearing years. And then you say, but this condition, the man didn't say he wanted to have a child with you. You were carrying a child for him and his wife. Oh, you are not asking anything. You don't even deserve to know the child's name. That's what it's given. Oba, wake up. It's not a co-parenting, cohabitation thing. Wake up. Hey, don't mix your inner desires with this business proposal that has come into your lap. Oba, hey, we're a business proposal. Make a throw. Man, your mistake. And finally say, oh, we are makeable, dien. Oba, yeah, oba, you better do it in the most comfortable way. Yes. Oh, first, oba, Jessica, fire service. Oh, yes. Go to the best hospitals. Look, the best of whatever you need to be comfortable, make sure you do it. That's only if you're going to do it. Personally, if you're really going to go through with this, it shouldn't be under these nasty conditions of his wife not knowing you guys dated. I'm sorry. Let it be known. And I don't know why this is even an issue. And the thing is, look, the honest truth is that if the man doesn't want to do it because he knows that it's an issue, but for him, come hell or high water, he wants to go through with you, which could also be a, oh, well, madam, for ya on jibiska. Into consideration, you be brie. All I'm going to say is, if you're going to do the two things, if you're going to do it, make sure you do it in the most comfortable way possible. Do not, because think about it, you are already giving up 9 months of your life to go through this hell for them. Do not compromise on what your, like, the exertion and everything that's going to do to you. Why? Into when Jessica cry during service, no. And number two, you need to discuss the fact that the wife needs to know that y'all dated. This is crazy. Like, what is that? Yeah. Did it feel that's what I have for you? I don't know. I hope it works for you. What do you guys think? Like, what else, right? This just doesn't make sense. I don't know what else you're supposed to do with this. But anyway, hey, let's go on to the next letter.
Shade, what's up now? You know, I mean, you've just been kind of down. Is it because of that same guy? Like, what's happening?
Girl, after we broke up, I've just been a little, I don't know, you know how I feel now. He said he was going to call me when he was back in town. It's been 3 weeks now. I haven't heard from him. I don't know if I should text. Like, I honestly don't know what to do. I mean, I know this is over and I might as well forget about him. But mm-hmm. I really, like, this connection, my body just tingles up when I think about him.
Your body is tingling for the D. What you need is proper D. Shotigbo, get out there and get you some jump off D. Do you understand? Something to take your mind off of this guy.
I've had some jump off D that was good. I still think about him, yo.
What? Yeah. He got you sprung.
He got me sprung.
He got your nose wide open.
He got my nose wide.
All right. So who is the next letter from? Let's see. The next letter is from, okay, I know this one. Lai pupunane. Yes. So lai pupu pupu. Lai pupu. Yes. Okay, Lai Pupu says, hi, Joseph and Kwame. I am in uni level 100. To protect myself, I won't mention the... Oh! To protect myself, I won't mention the uni. Okay, clock it, I get it. My roommate is always bringing different women and sometimes men to sleep over in our room, and it makes me uncomfortable. I don't care what he does with them because 2025, and I understand we are in a private hostel, so I can't complain much. But damn, every single day, where is the consideration for the rest of us in the room? And when you're two in the room, we are three, and I said four. Hey, very bold. We've tried talking to him, but he always brushes it off and makes the issue trivial. I can't be paying all this money to find peace and rest in my room for this guy to just be spitting on my happiness. It'll be sitting on my happiness. Help, Joe, what would you do? Okay. You know, there were times when certain people would tie rope from their bunk bed to make a covering so that whilst there are people in the room, whoever's come to visit them, they can still get it on in the midst of a full room. You know, And that is what is making me second guess what I'm about to tell you as advice, because I was going to say, girl, if you guys have discussed it and it's like he's just turned a blind eye, and I know you don't want to go to the authorities because you could put him in trouble, and somebody's probably listening to this and be like, bullshit, put him in trouble. Like, what's that, you know? But I'm trying to see all sides, you know? I know some people listen to it, but people, you are run by a street code, so I get it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I was going to say sabotage. Yes, because this is why I always preach that everybody should watch at least the first 3 seasons of Desperate Housewives and learn the art of sabotage. Every form will say, you know, yeah. Oh, I'll be out and I'll win you later. But anyway, yeah, I would definitely make the room, is it inconducive, less conducive? Yes. Most of you will be up. And you know, I would try, you know, say, I don't care what he does with them, because 2025, me, if it's a say, he just brings people over a lot. So the room is always noisy. But, sir, I don't care what he does with them, because 2025, and I understand we are in a private school. I'm like, okay. Now business, they go on. Ah, na transaction, okay. Hey, let me stop before they say, they said we are literally like throwing our culture away, taking Niger culture. Their influence, you cannot hide it. Gotta do something. Where's the PR team? But anyway, yeah, so I don't know. For me, I'll just make the room uncomfortable. Because if it's like a sex situation, like, hey, put on the lights, play games, you should also invite people over. Well, yes, look, be knocking heads. You won't need to get creative. But if you don't want to go through the whole thing, you just wanted to seize, report to the authorities. That's all. You might be unpopular because maybe a law even come down to be backed by what this thing is. This thing will become a precedence. I don't know. If you just, like, you're over it, you're like, you know what? I don't want to play this game anymore. Just go to the authorities and end it. But if you want to take matters into your own hands, and not much trouble, sabotage, make sure that you're uncomfortable. Oh, yes. Why? Like, look, get creative. Hide the mattress. Or whatever, not mattress in New York. Like, do things. What do you say? Oh, yes. Because, look, the whole goal is to get his attention. It's like, when I come, when I go and feed. But when you be not say, ah, mama, discomfort, be action. And I be, uh-huh. Now you have his attention. Then you state your issues. And hopefully, this time around, I don't know, because I won't say, you guys are unfuckable. What do you say? Uh-huh. Did they feel? Me that say. Yeah. No, this way. No, this is lie poo. All right, guys. Yeah. I mean, that's great advice, right? I don't know. You know, if you think you have something better, you know what to do. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You know, get bold with it. Share your opinion. Let's interact because we like that. Okay, let's go on to the next letter.
We outside.
Okay. This letter is coming from Dandas, okay? Dandas because, yes, we are in Toronto, Midtown. We taking walks on Yonge Street. We taking walks on Dandas, and I'm going to pick Dandas. You know what I mean? Anyway, this will be and yes, you were once new somewhere. Anyway, let's go on. Dandas says, hi, sincerely, Accra. I need help because what I thought I'd be able to do is not within my willpower. And now I am suffering. Hey, Obana, I'm a prelude. Hey, prelude where the board ding. Or the coffee. I have a really good male friend. He's simply the best. He's considerable, reliable, always reassuring, and encourages me to grow and be a better person. The long and short of this story is that she likes this boy. Oh, yes. She likes this boy. Baby, I find a sign. Because he's reliable, reassuring, and encourages me to grow and be a better person. I don't want to pay you now when you pay or your model citizen, it will feel. I want to use our consideration, reliability, they're reassuring and encouraging me. They didn't do something for you. Hey, mommy, stand up. yeah, encourages me to grow and be a better person. When we first became friends, he was single. In fact, we were both single, but it was just a friendship. He never made a move, and I also didn't think it would be a good idea because what we have is really cool, and I just knew if we were having sex, it would get complicated. So why am I now so annoyed by the fact that he's been talking to a girl for 7 months now? Yes, sir. Hey, send your Miss Bill Kyle. I'll say rapture. No, you can't capture. A band to warn you, feelings, no. Ah, of your post a kai, and I'm feeling so wow. A don't many picture me, I. A don't many picture me, I. A don't many picture me, I. A don't even, ah, what's it saying? Oh, my God, my dear wife, oh, you don't share. You see, I was not to know, no. Lyrics no wahonum, law no wahonum. Mo di ni na ya to pa jin jin ina moto chene ye na ya right to Cecilia Accra say hello Joseph and Kwame yenya woden enso himfa he never made a move, and I also didn't think it would be a good idea because what we have is really cool. I just knew if we were having sex, it would get complicated. So why am I now so annoyed by the fact that he's been talking to a girl for 7 months now? At first, she was someone he was just sleeping with, but now he's only sleeping with her, and they hang out a lot. Oh, just an exclusive. Okay. This hasn't affected our friendship though, because he has always made time for me, and I'm not very demanding, but I hate hearing about this girl, and I'm just realizing that he wants me and the girl to be friends. Hey, one time he said we were the two most important people in his life, and that pissed me off so much. When did she come? I've known this guy for almost 5 years. Oh my goodness, is it jealousy? Get on the beside whole questions. I've been here, I told the name Epiphany. Go on, I'm the Dandas now. I should change the name to Epiphany. Hey, Epiphany. Or see, I need to do something fast because I feel myself on the verge of ruining this friendship because I want to bitch about it so much. But what right do I have? Do you think I have any? No, you don't. You don't, because simply put, closed mouths don't get fed. What you did was you produced the hell out of the moment. You met this guy. You had great chemistry. You were having fun with him. And you made the decision to stay friends with him because you were under the assumption that if you introduced anything else like sex or romantic feelings, it would end up in the whole experience not being pleasurable. I don't know how and why you put that together, but some can say lived experiences and all of that. So I get it. But you made that decision. So you need to stand on it. Yeah. Is it not clocking to you that you need to stand on business? You need to stand on business. So yes, because it has passed. No. Let's look at it like this. Okay. What if the boy also liked you? But it's like, okay, we're doing this friendship thing. So she's not giving me any green lights. And he just wanted to respect you. So he was also laying low. And now it has become apparent to him that, oh, I did way uncle BBR. And so he started looking for somebody. Now he has cut all his other, look, Bama, like if a guy cuts all his side holes, like, I'm sorry, you better let him know whether it's going to work or not, because you don't want to be accused of being led on. You know what I mean? Like leading him on. Yeah. And so it's obvious he's like now zoning on this girl, and it's not that he wants to rear your head and say what? Eh? Epiphany, can you please keep quiet? I need my privacy, please. Ah, I just don't know what, like, I feel like, yeah, no, simply put, start a business. Because you know what it is. You could also decide to tell this nigga. And if the scenario that I just said is true, now you have made, put him in a very difficult place. And like, well, you can also look at it from the side and say that, well, if he liked her, why did he also not see anything and just shut up? And so then this difficult place is something that they both put themselves in. You know, you can look at that side as well. But girl, I honestly feel like the best way to get over things like this is to find someone else to obsess over. You need somebody that's going to like, you need to connect with a new person. You know, you guys are still friends, but you need to connect with somebody that's giving you the romantic things that you need so that can be fulfilled. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing a substitution thing, but I just feel like I'm really not down for you going to like crash the whole thing that he has going on right now. Because look, I don't see a lot of win-win here. It might be win-lose, you know, like you have said it. And then like, what if it changed the dynamic of the friendship? And now it's like, okay, now you can't have that friend again. You've lost. Or like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel it's not necessary. Stand on business. You've lost this. Move on. You know what I mean? Somebody might think otherwise. And if you do, please add your opinion and let's see. Maybe Epiphany will see it and pick yours, because y'all know, like, I cannot be the one, the only. I'm not the alpha, not the omega, okay? All right, Epiphany, that's all we are going to have time for you today. Y'all ain't paying us. All right, let's move on to the next letter. Hey, me penalty. I'm so tall, like it, tall, like it. And now me don't. Oh, I'm so tall, like it, be. So my matter from. Ah. Do you want a man? Do you know me, man? Ah. Do you know me, man? Ah. Do you know me, sir? I'm going to chocolate.
Adi awati ni se Ado meri beji mi o Oh don't try Baby who don't try Oh don't try Baby who don't try Oh don't try Lady who don't try Obisi ban city
Odi achichiru me
Hey ban city
Odi arintini me
Ban city
Odi achichiru me
Okay, so now this next letter, who is it going to come from? Let me see. Which other street have I really liked? What's the name of this place? Oh, was it Rosebud? Oh, I'm forgetting. You know what? Bowie. We're going to call it Bowie. I went to this really cool club last night. It's called Bowie. Oh my God. The music, the vibes, the aesthetics. Oh, just immaculate. So I'm going to call you Bowie. Hi, I'm a big fan of your pod, but I'm not an active Instagram person. So I'm a new follower here. My husband and I are recently married, and we specifically asked the photographer that we don't want our pictures to be plastered all over social media. This photographer has posted over 15 individual posts with multiple pictures per post. Just a wire carousel, my boy. Hey. Which is not something he does for his other clients before us. He has gone as far as to block us and anyone who DMs him about it. Do you have any suggestions on how we can navigate this lack of respect for our privacy? Thank you. What is my face at all? Hey, share unim ubeti group chats. I be a WhatsApp. And the form of my iMessage so I'll be a group chat. Dear Namobe, every day, Bia ube designated 15 people to report his photography page to Instagram and Meta. Every day, oh, 50 look devoted. Build your arc. Yes. I need you to put your ducks in a row and make sure that page is reported every single day for the next 30 days. Yes. Because for photographers, that is their portfolio. And any photographer that's up to these kind of shenanigans, he doesn't have a big enough name. Because why does he need to do this? You know what I mean? Njobe is struggling. Into attacking the source of income back where, which is Instagram, free advertising on Instagram. Nihumbe Kenyano. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want you to waste time with legal drama and all of that, you know? Yeah. Just do it. Yeah, this is like pretty straightforward. Pretty straightforward, my dear. No dilly or dallying. That's it. What name did I even call this one? I don't remember. But anyway, I hope I helped you. which means we have time for one more. Let's get it.
Problem gay, I'm on there. Big man, no they
ball on ball. I watch your face. I sing the hope and it don't.
Everything could happen up to me.
But
I'm just another guy.
Okay, so I'm gonna call you. Okay, I'm going to call you Tatiana Ali. Okay. Tatiana Ali says, Hi, Joseph. I am going to keep this short and cute. I live in a compound house, and anytime my neighbor sweeps, she stops short at my door. Hey, hey, Unim, this just reminded me of this one. And he stopped short. Never had to roll again. Okay. She was. And she stopped. I just to go again. And the old man died. 90 days with a star barring. Tick tock tick. Tatiana Lydia, walk off her baby soon. Eh? Now, she stops short at my door. Just say, or privacy would open and whoa. And then she stops short at my door. Hey, girls, three and thick. Heavyweight champions. Okay, with the air on torso. I live in a compound house, and anytime my neighbor sweeps, she stops short at my door and doesn't collect the filth. Her reason is it's a big compound, and I am a woman, so I can sweep my portion and leave whatever I sweep at the door step of our next neighbor. Hey, I consider this irrational and honestly, very stupid. And personally, I suspect this mother of three without a man in her life is the weapon fashioned against my existence. Hey, Oba. Why a quick to name and shame? Just a shade real three. Just a white dream, Oba. I can't move out of this place yet because the economy. What should I do? Because I'm tired of complaining to the landlord. Honestly, I don't know what you are asking me about. So, or probably see what Diana. On she doesn't take it. Do you sweep every day? Because for me, you know, let me tell you something about life. You learn to pick your battles. No, it's the honest truth. You can't fight every battle. All of us we have pet peeves. We have things we'd rather not endure. But you know what? At some point in your life, you will endure some level of foolery, some level of disrespect. Like, but listen, it won't be forever. A strategic tolerance. If you're sweeping every morning and you are taking your rubbish and you are throwing it away, and the problem is that she always sweeps and leaves as yours, just add to your routine, say, obe pra, obe sanity, you know. That's it. She can do that. If any other tomfoolery comes across which brings this mindset that's all disrespect to her, oba tunishegi, yes, no, seriously. I've come to realize that sometimes when you're like very diplomatic about things, you're always trying to be, sometimes you'll be taken for idiots. I'm telling you, and in certain circumstances and contexts, you have to show people that you crazy. Yes. Most of these street boys, let me tell you, that's what it is. So, yes, they can do one, two to you, but like, look, most of it's like, Charlie, don't do, let me tell you. Honestly, you need to call people's bluff sometimes in a very strategic way. Yeah, in a very strategic way. You have to change it for her. And even this thing, cry, look, if you want to go the chaotic way, yes, you will let her know. You, in fact, if, what's it called? You say you are complaining to the landlord, he's not doing anything about it. Look, in the compound house, there are other people. Tell them, start telling them, say, oh, Paucho, so that different people will go and talk to her about it. And she will see that it's a serious thing. If she disrespects all those people, then now you have everybody's support. Because Obianina Koka, what I see a win fee, into bed train. The next time you know what, just say you raise hell. Make sure everybody's at home and raise hell. They'll all come out. And because they already have spoken to her and they understand you and da-da-da-da-da-da, you see what it will look like? Yes. And your friend is sabotage. We're officers, can make us a corporate espionage, but we're a compound house. Yes. About working, no. Gamifying, no. You people need to be very... Look. Uni, the least said, the better. Okay, and with that, we come to the end of this listener letter episode. That's all we have in the mailbag. We got to save some for later. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to point out that we are really planning a special episode to celebrate the life and works and iconicness of Daddy Lumba. So stay tuned. It will be coming up, you know, you're going to love it. You know, when we put our heads together to produce things, it's always iconic and it's going to stay in the capsule of pop culture in Ghana. And years from now, it will be referenced. And you know what I mean? Anyway, guys, hey, it's time for us to get into our shout outs.
At the studio, my boys the codisco. Just see me bread, they be telling me shito. Zero, and we changing it to hero. I know the bees, my only prayer be second, no make a give up. I speed up, take a bullet for my dreams, so call on Jesus when it's getting too heavy for me. Many rejections, steady pain, make a get chance. Every day recording by my desktop, keep my head up, make the devil not be tempted. And I know they wait for them to divide us. And they try my luck regardless. Reach every corner in the room like spiders. And everything I touch got a shiny brightness. Many, many things, oh, many, many things. Many, many things won't hold me down. Many, many things won't pull me back. Many, many things won't kill my spirit. Many, many things, oh, many, many things. Many, many things won't hold me back. Oh, but they can't hold me back. Oh.
Okay, so on this episode, I really want to shout out these people who have been very, very helpful in my time here in Toronto, in Canada, actually. It started at the Heathrow Airport. So I came on BA, and gosh, BA, guys, can we work on the delays? You know, I like, I'm not even going to lie, I like the legroom. I like that you have those pillows that are just on the seats. That's really nice. Your in-flight entertainment is also expansive. But baby, the delays and the food. I don't know. But anyway, so at Heathrow, which I had a 7-hour layover, guys. So I meet this nice, pretty girl. And she's like, oh, I listened to you. I saw you, you know, in Accra. I was planning to say hi, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Toronto. I'm like, me too. And she's like, oh, wait. I have lounge access on my Amex and have a plus one. Do you want to, you know? And I'm just started to like, hey, sincerely, a crabby dim kunim de bia. Yeah, so, NC, my good friend now. Yes, where am I down for? Shout out to you. She took me to the lounge. We could charge our phones. We could eat for free, drink for free. Like, oh my God. Thank you, girl. You made the 7-hour layover so much fun. Plaza, like, extra 35 minutes we took waiting for our baggage because, you know, your bag just won't come out. thank you so much. I also want to shout out Julian Mensa. This is actually Kwame's friend. He put me in contact with when I told him I was coming here and he showed me around. Julian, I love you so much. It was so much fun hanging out. Charlie. Hey, unim. Utsu kwaya na unim. It's very important to know people, though. Guys, because I'm on network, yeah, you're always networking upward. Network horizontally. You peers no more or more hassle to say we're on the same level. They're the ones you can easily like approach. The ones at the top, they feel too big. Yeah. They're very helpful. I also want to shout out Mariama. Okay, listen. A few months ago, I tweeted that I wanted a new blender and that like, not like, I was like, I'm going to buy a new blender. You know what I mean? Tell me why, like 2 weeks ago, I was teaching at AIX and she sends me a message like, I saw your tweet, you know, and I want to send you a blender. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. And she sends it. And it's so funny because she sent the blender. I've seen the blender. I haven't really used it yet. And then when I was coming on the flight, I decided to watch White Lotus. You see the blender the man was using to blend the poisonous seed, no? And no, oh, miniachi. I was like, oh my God, this is my blender. So now I can't wait to get back home and use it. And Mariama owns In My Cart GH on Instagram. Look it up. In My Cart GH. This is not paid. I'm just like in awe, you know? It's basically a modern day market woman. I'm sure you can like get certain essentials through them. She's selling convenience, you know what I mean? So check it out, In My Cart GH. I just want to give a shout out to you because, oh my God, I have a new blender, you know what I mean? But yes, guys, thank you guys so much for waiting for us. It's always so much fun for me to take a break and soak it all in because, you know, low key, and as much as I'm like, oh my God, can people stop asking us when we're coming back? Every single one of those questions proves that there are people that are with us. We have a job to do. You know what I mean? We're not doing this thing like, you know what I mean? There's demand. And when there's demand, there will always be supply. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Rate us, give us a 5-star. If you have anything less than a 5-star, anything less than good, something good to say, don't bother. We don't care for those opinions. We only want people who have good things to talk about us, okay? Yes, yes. Take your bad belly somewhere else. If you made it, honestly, if you made it this far, you're a fan. Call yourself a sincerity because that's what we call ourselves in this fandom. Yes. And I hope that I'm going to catch you on the next one because it's always a... Listen. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante-Ofori. Yes, so partner in crime for 8 years producing this podcast together. It's crazy. I also want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network, the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Don't forget, if you're on a Qatar Airways flight, look for the audio section of the in-flight entertainment. See Sincerely Accra. Record it, tag as, like, blow it up, okay? I'm going to love you guys and leave you and catch you on the next one. But listen, don't forget to always check for us because you know it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. All right, bye. Tell me what I could have done differently. Tell me that it
stay with me. I'll keep you safe with me. So find me on my knees. Want you to have me. You got something I need. Oh, ooh. If I meet you when it moves right, look in the eyes of the sunrise.
Gold Coast Report production.